Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Welcome back this hour of Ben and Woods, sponsored by Indeed. Take the shortcut to your next great hire. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, Instant Match immediately delivers a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I wonder if there are starting pitchers available on Indeed.
Probably.
Indeed.com. I'm going to go check it out right now. See Jose Berrios' resume up there. Hello. I'm waiting. Hold the trigger. It's Ben and Woods. Benny on vacation, but we got him on the phone.
Nice enough for him to call in.
Is he on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad hotline?
You're damn right he's on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline.
Welcome, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Byron, Keith,
yes.
Gates, Blake, and Woods.
That's right.
The poetry. I'm talking to one of them, I hear.
It's been a weird one since you've gone. Tuesday... We talked about mansplaining, and that went very well.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
The women in the audience were very...
Guy waited about 5 minutes into Ben's vacation before we almost got canceled.
Yeah, we did that. We've been talking a lot about Mike Hawk this week. And
big week for Mike Hawk.
Today, we read some poetry on the air. So it's been weird.
Are the tier ones realizing that my role is really to keep us from getting into trouble?
Correct.
For the most part.
Correct. That's kind of what they're realizing now, that when you're gone, the wheels come off a little bit. Now, when you're here, the wheels come off from time to time as well. But so instant Ben Higgins reaction from yesterday's just awful. It was a trip is what it was, man. We were all so excited and feeling so good. And then we weren't, and now we're not.
Obviously, I was following along and got excited, as everyone else did, when the first reports came out. But, as I look back, you can't throw any weight into someone reporting something and ascribe that to, AJ Preller didn't get the job done. Well, we don't really know what happened or what the circumstances were.
Right.
The Dodgers gave up a lot to get a lot. You know, obviously, they've improved their team, and that's not going to help our chances at all. So in that sense, yes, it was a very disappointing day.
Now, the pragmatic side of you, after looking at the return, I thought maybe you'd say, they way overpaid or whatever. I mean, do you feel that way, or do you feel like this was just a no-brainer for them to do?
Well, I do feel like the Dodgers compromised their ability now in the future to land other big, trade chips, because they've given away their top prospects, and the Padres are just here at the start of their window, and they still have, their top four prospects intact to make trades over the next, whether it's today or next year or the offseason or whenever. So in that sense, I'm still feeling pretty good about things.
We're talking to Ben Higgins, our co-host. He's on vacation. How's the vacation going, by the way? Are you getting any relaxation done?
Oh, yeah, it's lots of relaxation. Played some golf yesterday, spending a lot of time at the lake, and water's actually really nice, really clean. They have this fresh, I don't know, they call it fresh water here. We don't have that sort of thing down in San Diego.
Are you jogging right now? What are you doing?
We're walking through town. Shelly's got it at a really fast pace. I'm having trouble keeping up with.
Yeah, I can tell. What's the...
She wants to find some breakfast.
Where's the fire?
It's over the mountain somewhere. There's a little smoke in the air as well. That's probably why my... She says it's in Winthrop is where the fire is.
Yeah, Ryan just tweeted, is Ben Higgins out for a speed walk during this interview? You're moving too much for vacation, my friend. So how's the golf game? Is good? You guys out there playing?
Yeah, Shell and I played yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. Really great views of the whole valley and the lake from the course. So took a few pictures and had a really nice time, and just connecting with all the Shell's family that's here, which is, I can't even remember all the names of the cousins and nephews and nieces. There's probably like 40 to 50 of us all here. So it's quite the enterprise on vacation this time around.
You getting any sexy time, man?
Don't tell her I said this, but maybe just a little.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Benjamin. That's how it's done on vacation. All right, before we let you go, I know you want to get back to your vacation, your breakfast, and all that. Moves today. Do you think that AJ Preller is going? And it won't be a reactionary move, in my opinion, at least. They still haven't upgraded starting pitching, and they need to do that. Do you think something gets done by 1 p.m. today?
I really do. I think they have to add a starting pitcher, whether it's Berrios or even a lesser name, just to get through this season. They still have that lineup that they're putting out there has the ability, if it gets hot, to really beat anyone at any time. So, you know, as long as they have enough pitching to get through to the season into the playoffs, they've got to give themselves a chance. And you know, one more starting pitcher, even if it isn't of the quality of Scherzer, I think still gives them a chance to compete with anybody right now in the National League.
I agree 100%. And, well, listen, have a great rest of your vacation. Now, you're back on the air Wednesday, right?
I will be back Wednesday. So I know you can make it through the next, we got three more shows after today, and then you've done it.
Two more shows after today, Monday and Tuesday.
Today, Friday, two more shows
today
after
is,
today.
Look at this guy. He's on vacation, lost track of time, just... You know, making love to his wife, playing golf. Really live a charmed life, Ben. Don't worry about us. We'll be here. We got some production to do, the usual, some meetings and whatnot. But enjoy the rest of your trip, okay?
I can be very honest when I tell you I'm not worried about you right now.
Okay.
I'm really not.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Well, miss you and love you, and I'll see you when you get back, okay?
See you guys.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Notice he didn't say he loved me, too.
He did not.
He will never. Shelly, like, making him run to breakfast is amazing. And I wanted to ask him about it, but I can't because she's right there. And he's not going to be able to give me the full story. Just slow it down a little bit, guy.
Like, just, hey, I need 5 minutes.
Hey, babe, can I get 5? I just got to call this
calling into
real
my
quick.
Own
yeah,
radio
it's the
show.
Show's got my name on it, you know, real quick. Breakfast ain't going anywhere, okay? It's not. Going to get in, get your coffee, an omelet, whatever you want, French toast even. I just need 5 minutes here. He's like, I was disappointed. What are you doing? He's a freaking professional. Running to breakfast on the phone. Our beloved Ben Higgins. So, hey, yeah, he was a little less pragmatic than I thought he would be. I thought he was going to tell us, you know, hey, this really doesn't matter. I really like what we've got here in our rotation and our bullpen. I love the upgrades we've made. And while all those things may be true, it's still very evident and obvious that a move needs to be made today.
Ryan tweets, and is this what Paul Reindel SD sounded like at SDSU when he was late for his radio show?
Dude,
out of breath.
100%. 100%.
All right. 12:03. Welcome to the Ryan Report, KCR College Radio, every Thursday from noon to 1. Excuse me, we're talking Aztec sports, as well as some highlights from the national sports scene as well.
The national sports scene!
Man, we made it. Guys, we made it.
Oh, my God.
Didn't know if I was going to make it in on time. Flying.
Oh, God, kill me.
It's one of my favorite.
I'd maybe done four radio shows, like four times ever talking into a microphone.
It's incredible.
And then it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a platform like this or talking to three people in college radio, dude. It's intimidating to talk into a microphone.
It doesn't matter if no one is listening. It really doesn't.
It takes practice.
Yeah.
I had done it like 3 or 4 weeks.
It takes
and
reps,
then that
yeah.
one show, I was running late. to class or, you know, to school, I had to park
so far
about a half a mile away.
Oh my God.
Downhill. Like, if you know anything about San Diego State, there's like this auxiliary parking lot down by the 8 and no elevators, just nothing but a quarter mile of steep stairs up this hill.
Play it again.
And I parked at like, my show started at noon. I parked probably 11:53.
Oh, all right. 12:03.
Oh God.
Welcome to the Rhino Report, KCR College Radio, every Thursday from noon to 1.
That's my favorite part, because the breath is escaping your throat.
Yeah.
And you're forcing
you're running out of
welcome
oxygen.
To College Radio.
Welcome to the Rhino Report, KCR College Radio, every Thursday from noon to 1.
Yeah. It is coming up.
Welcome to College Radio, KCR.
Dude, we don't have a cough button. Even if we did, I would have known how to use it.
We don't either. Oh, my God. It's the best, dude. It is the best.
We're KCR College Radio.
It's amazing. God, amazing.
That was, what was that, like seven, eight years ago? Something like that. Brutal.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's a little bit how Ben sounded just now.
Yeah.
Well, AJ Preller could still.
So it sounded like, you know, I had asked Ben if he was, you know, enjoying some sexy time on vacation. That sounded like he was in the process. When he called. Yeah, I'm going to quote unquote breakfast. Quote unquote, I'm going to breakfast.
Stroganoff.
We've got 50 minutes left. I'm kind of officially out of gas. I thought Ben was going to give us more than 3 minutes also, so I didn't really plan for anything else because, you
he
know.
He knew what time we were calling him.
Yeah, he knew the deal.
I told him yesterday, I said, hey, 8 or 8:30, your call. You let us know. What's your scheduling?
Just walking to breakfast. What is he doing? Carlos says he might have been doing it while he was on the phone. I agree. He said he's a unit. He is.
Ben's in a town of 12 people. Breakfast spot couldn't be that hard to
find. Dude, 100%. No kidding. Like, there's a line out the door at Bob Evans in Chelan. Right? Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that man. I really do. He just is such
cardio in early.
Such a delight. Playing golf, just drinking, having a good time. We're here in the trenches waiting, just waiting all day for this freaking trade to come down.
I'm just glad we don't have to do like the afternoon show or something today where we're literally just waiting until 1 o'clock to even start planning our show.
Yeah, dude.
I'll be on pins and needles from 9 to 1, but at least at 9 o'clock, we just check off.
At 9:30, I'm just going to be in the car on the way home. My wife's got stuff to do, so I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch Taylor as he's very sick. Mm. He's very sallow. He's got a sallow face. His face is like red around his eyes. He's coughing. And he's so sweet. He's in such a good mood, even though he's sick and coughing. And then now,
I tweeted a picture.
Oh yeah,
of Bo, your other child.
Yeah, Bo is off to Utah with his grandparents today. He's very excited about his trip. He's wearing his two gold medals that he won at the preschool's Olympics. He dominated in the obstacle course, as I knew he would. He's very competitive. He's very athletic. I'm very proud of him. But he's he's taking off today, going to Utah for the entire weekend. Now, here's the interesting part. My wife and Taylor were supposed to go with him. I was supposed to have the weekend to myself. Really, my first weekend to myself. And then Taylor got sick, and so now it will be me and the missus and one sick child, which is it's going to be a help, right? Like, you don't have to entertain the older one. But I had a tea time planned, Paulie, for today with a buddy of mine, Maddie, at like 2 o'clock. And my wife goes, oh, you still going to do the tea time? I go, yeah, I can't. I can't cancel that. They're probably not going to bang me for any money. I know the guy over there, but I'm still going to take my tea time. I go, why? So this is the convo last night. Oh, you're still going to play the golf? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a tea time, and they might bang me for it. You know, I don't want to have to pay. I go, I haven't seen Maddie in forever, too. It'd be good to hang out with him. I said, also, you know, the interesting part is I'm going to be home all day Saturday and all day Sunday as well. So I figure nice little trade-off. If you've got to do some work Saturday and Sunday, give me my time on the golf course, you know, Friday afternoon. So, yeah, we'll be getting a round in later today. Lucky me. And then home. I should have been home alone all weekend. Me reading about Mike Hawk, rumors and stuff like that, and eating burritos, watching sports and all that entails. So, yep. Are you doing a Rindle report? I see it's scratched through. Are you not?
No.
Okay.
All right. Talk about tonight's game. Got Adam Frazier coming up in, what, 20 minutes?
We do. We do. Riveting interview with Adam Frazier.
It's fun to get to know him yesterday.
Yep. Sure.
Got Flubs of the Week right around the corner.
Yes, the Flubs.
And my God.
Can we extend them, please? Like,
you and I, we went through just this week's Flubs, and my God, there are some good ones.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll be back. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes. Scratching that itch on a Friday.
Woo! Yeah, buddy.
Come on.
It's all the same for me.
It's already happening here, Woods.
I don't even want to go here. Like, it's like the worst. It's like a woman or a man, I guess. I've never been strung along by a man. I have been strung along by a woman before. And you think you're out, and she texts you, hey.
Like, oh, God.
You're going to kill me. You were going to be the death of me. You up?
You've moved on already.
Yes!
You just moved on.
You're in the stages of grief, and you're like, it's just not going to...
You've gotten through denial.
Yeah.
You're moving on.
Yeah, you're kind of out of your depression a little bit. You're done, like, self-medicating with bottles of whiskey and illicit substances, and you're like, you're working out again.
Yep.
The sun is up. You know, like, you know, I'm... I got a lot to live for. I have a lot to offer somebody.
Get home. You sit down on the couch. Your phone buzzes.
Bing. Oh,
hey,
it's her.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Oh, no. Don't do this again. I have a buddy in Dallas that has that girl, you know, kind of the that wild, passionate, crazy love that they had for each other. And he talks about her all the time. Now, I've met her. I know her. She's she's unwell. To say the least, and it did not treat him very well. He can't get her out of his head, and he, you know, has a few drinks, texts her. I'm like, dude, no. Oh, she's coming over for dinner. Okay. Hey, how'd it go? Well, she flaked at the last minute. Of course she did. That's what she does to you. Stop this. Stop. Well, but you don't understand. No, but I do. I do. And we just got one of those.
Yeah, we did.
John Heyman tweets, Dodgers, Nats, Scherzer, Turner, mega blockbuster still isn't quite done. Details remain to be worked out. Very vague. They are working on those details now, and one would think they find resolution in the next 5 hours. But the Padres are standing by just in case. It could be. And it's such a generic insider tweet that it makes me crazy. Details remain to be worked out. No kidding. They're working on those details now. Really? And one would think they find resolution in the next 5 hours. You don't say. Of course, they have no choice. They have no choice.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to
10 hours?
Right. But the Padres are standing by in case. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. If that happened, I'm going to be insufferable on Twitter. I'm pretty insufferable. Yeah, I was pretty insufferable yesterday, and Dodger fans were coming at me pretty good. And listen, I'm going to continue to do that. I hate their fan base for the most part. I got a couple buddies that are Dodgers fans. Good guys. But oh my God, the guys that all have like Mookie as their profile picture, and they have three followers. One kid is like 14 years old. He's prematurely balding, and he was coming at me, and I had to drop the hammer on him. Will they give anybody a blue check mark now? He had no followers. I go, yeah, they got a prerequisite. One follower. Sorry. I'm bodying 14-year-old kids on Twitter. I need to make some changes in my life, Paulie. Okay?
It was that kind of day.
I was so mad.
It was that kind of day.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, sounds like you're bitter. I'm like, yes, I'm bitter. Who would say that I'm not bitter? I'm bitter. Absolutely. I want it here.
I am furious at John Heyman right now.
And not only do I want to win, I want you to lose and lose badly. That's the fun part of having a rival that doesn't think they're a rival. We've loved watching them, even though we haven't been in it the last few years, you know, last year notwithstanding, right? God. Was there anything that makes us happier than watching playoff Kershaw? Nothing.
No.
It's great. It's like a double win. You feel like you won, even though you're not in it. And, you know, I was telling my buddy John down the hall earlier. You know, I grew up, my dad raised me a Yankee fan, and I would go round and round with Red Sox fans forever. One thing I've realized, though, Paulie, since getting way into the Padres over the last, you know, 10 years since I've moved here, Red Sox fans I have an immense amount of respect for. I do. You know why? Because they know the game. They know the game. These dudes, they like to wear the jerseys and the hats. That's it. And I'm fully convinced, for the most part. Again, you don't want to paint all Padre fans or all Dodger fans or all Red Sox fans with one brush. You don't want to pigeonhole them. I don't like to do that. I don't like to be pigeonholed. But for the most part, and I'm talking about the online community of Twitter, some of the dumbest takes I've ever seen. One guy said yesterday when the thing came out saying the Padres were going to get him, he goes, everybody relax. We don't know the return yet. They could have traded Tatis. And I was like, you're the stupidest fan base I've ever seen. Yeah, they're going to trade Tatis for a rental, a guy they just signed to a 14-year statue contract. They're the dumbest fans I've ever encountered. Sorry. And listen, I'm going to fight you every day on Twitter. I don't care. They've come after me. They've come after my family. They've tried to dox me. You know, they're the lowest of low. They beat the crap out of each other at every game. I mean, you know, if they're not fighting somebody else, they're fighting each other. It's hysterical. So, if I'm going to be that villain, happy to play that role. You know,
because, that's why we love you.
Because they're just the worst. They're just the freaking worst.
You really do welcome it with open arms.
I really do. I really do. Like, I am.
Like, part of me just has to respect it.
No, I
don't have it in me.
I wear it, and I will. I have no problem. But yeah, I felt bad.
We were all in a stage of euphoria yesterday around 1:30. Yeah, I was sending out tweets that look really stupid now.
Yeah, I deleted a couple.
I didn't delete them. I just left them. And then, you know, 8 o'clock at night, the Dodger fans start jumping in, like, you know, and then what happened? Kind of a thing. I didn't have it in me. I just had to put my phone away.
Yeah. It was.
I didn't have it in me.
It was amazing. You know, I tweeted one yesterday, Dodger fan, when they saw the Scherzer news break to the Padres. It was San Diego really trying to buy a chip, and it's like, yeah, dude, that's what you do.
Built not bought.
Built not bought is my favorite thing ever, ever. The fact that that's what, you know, that's what they say. They're built not bought. They're absolutely bought. Payroll of $280 million this morning as it comes down. So, should be a fun one, man. And I'll tell you, you will see a lot of you that like me even will probably have to be like, I got to mute Woodsy. He's out of his mind. He's out of his mind. Because I'm going to be home with a sick kid with nothing to do. If this deal falls through, strap in.
Oh, my God.
Strap it in. It's going to be a blast.
I just can't even let myself go there.
I know.
I'm so mad.
It's going to happen.
I've got that tweet just open right now on my computer, and I'm just staring at it in anger. Damn you, John Heyman. Where does John Heyman fall on the Mount Rushmore of credibility? You know, we were talking about it earlier. Like, we said Paston's kind of the cream of the crop.
He is when I didn't see Paston yesterday, that's when I started to really sweat. Ken, I thought I could trust. Dennis, I know I can trust Dennis. I think Dennis, in a moment of weakness, sent out a tweet he probably shouldn't have. Dennis will not get any grief from me. Nobody does better work than that guy. He's amazing. And everybody screws up. Everybody. Dennis Lynn is a gem. And if you ripped on Dennis yesterday, it's my opinion you should apologize.
Absolutely.
I think he got caught up with the rest of us. You can't be mad at that because the guy never misses. He doesn't. He just doesn't miss. His work is impeccable, and I bet you he'd be the first one to tell you, yeah, I probably should have just changed one word of my tweet, and it would have looked different. It did make it seem.
He'd be the first one to admit it.
Yeah, it did make it look like it was a done deal. And you think, oh, man, Dennis knows Ken, and they know each other. They work together. Dennis is very tuned in, plugged in. This looks good. I DM'd him yesterday. I go, are you feeling pretty good about this? And never heard back from him. Never heard back. So that I was like, hell yeah, this is going to go down. I don't blame Dennis Lynn at all. Dennis Lynn gets a pass from me. Not that I matter, but I'm not going to use my platform to rip him. I think Ken Rosenthal jumped the gun a little bit. I do, and I think that hurt us. I really do. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it does fall through, all is forgiven. All good is God. Forgiven. Is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Stop. I just don't even... I can't even let myself go there.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what? We do have one more thing we got to get to before Adam Frazier.
Oh, yes! Let's go! Let's go.
Do we ever play any Rolling Stones on this show?
Yeah, we do, baby. Stones tickets for one lucky listener out there. A pair. You'll see the Stones in concert, SoFi Stadium, Sunday, October 17th. Tickets on sale today, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. If you don't win... Why don't you call now at 833-288-0973.
All you have to say, F the Dodgers.
No, we can't play on the air.
Not going to do it.
No, let's do... like trivia, maybe? How about Ben trivia? Where did Ben Higgins go to college?
Ooh, where did Ben Higgins go to college?
There you go. You know the answer to that. 833-288-0973. Call us. Going to hook you up. Got Adam Frazier from the Padres coming up next. Wrap it up strong here on Ben and Woods on a Friday. Be right back. Last segment of the week, Paulie. Going to get a couple days to regroup, see what shakes out.
Yes,
sir. Be back Monday without Benny. He's going to be back on Wednesday. So we'll have Monday and Tuesday, hopefully, you know, talking about some new additions, talking about a ridiculous pummeling of the Colorado Rockies, which is just what the doctor ordered. Got to have it. Got to have it. I mean, you just absolutely have to win these games this weekend. Dodgers are getting healthier. And if this trade does end up going through, getting better. So it's gonna be wild, man. It's gonna be wild. I'm really honored and pleased that we get to be a part of it. You know, here on the flagship radio station of the San Diego Padres. It's such a weird thing. It's such a rocket ride, and the fact that our show kind of started when they started. Their real ascension is just a really cool thing to be a part of.
It's been a blast, man.
It really has been, and I have pinched myself 1,000 times a day thinking about, you know, the first spring training, watching Tatis, you know, make throws over to Hosmer. One almost killed me, and you know, seeing Jace Tingler run his, you know, very one of his first handful of practices out there, getting to know him, you know, through over the last few years, Skip Schumacher, all those guys, man. I have to pinch myself on a daily basis. We're so lucky to be here and to be a part of what is going on with our baseball team here, you know, and it's just really, really special. And I try to remember that always if I'm like, oh, man, I got to do this, got to do that. Dude, it's just like this is you couldn't ask for a better team to cover, honestly. Like this is the greatest team, the most exciting team to cover in the country. And it's not only, you know, it's not only that they're making moves and trying to win and everything else. It's the personalities on the team.
They did that 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was exciting.
It was exciting.
And it was crazy and unprecedented.
It wasn't like this, though.
No.
You know, there's no Fernando Tatis Jr. And everything he does, you look at it and you just get this, like, it's like if you've ever had a shot of whiskey and just that warm feeling, you're like, yeah. When he slides into second base and the helmet comes off and he flips his hair back. My little kid does that now. It's so funny. And you just see, the influence all over San Diego of what he's done.
The murals,
Manny, Joe coming back. We watched Joe Musgrove the other day. All the pitchers went out to stretch and throw. We're down on the field early, And all the pitchers, to a man, just walked back into the dugout, you know, said what's up to a couple guys. And Joe is standing over there signing for all the kids. There were kids
up
there
every day
on a tour. And, man, it's just so freaking cool to be a part of. It really is. And you look at all the guys, you know, Tommy in the dugout the other day, chopping it up. He got a new car. He was showing all the PR guys his new car. He was talking about it. They're just good dudes. They're good dudes and really fun to cover. So just wanted to let everybody know, man, it's a privilege to be able to do this every day with you guys, our tier ones, our family. You know, it's just incredible. It's just incredible. No matter what happens today, you know, and this season, it's just been so much fun. There's so much hope hanging in the air. Love to see Padres colors all over town. Love to see Tuesday night sellouts at Petco Park. Unbelievable. I was talking to Skip Schumacher about it the other day. He goes, dude, the place was rocking. Absolutely rocking. He says it was just insane to see.
Yeah.
And he goes, from my understanding, based on tickets and stuff sold, it's going to be like this the rest of the way out.
I said,
let's go.
This is
a baseball town, man. Everyone's hungry. Hungry for more. So yesterday, we had a Zoom interview with Adam Frazier. We were going to go down and do it live, but it's hard to interview a soft-spoken guy like Adam Frazier when Drake is blasting in the background when guys are hitting and throwing and everything else. And, you know, the Allman Brothers in the background. So I said, Craig, can we just do it on Zoom? And he goes, that's actually a really good idea. So it'll be nice and quiet. And I had to go in my bedroom and lay on my bed. So I did this lying on my stomach with Adam Frazier. We'll play you that after we check traffic with Kelly Denning.
What a pleasure it is to welcome to Zoom and to San Diego, Padres second baseman, Padres outfielder, Padres everything, Adam Frazier, fresh out of Pittsburgh. Welcome to San Diego, man. It's good to have you here and good to see your face.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here. I'm excited about it and ready to get some wins.
For you, coming over from Pittsburgh, man, it's got to be tough. And we talk a lot about it on our show. You know, you try to be empathetic as human being, as husbands, and fathers, and realize, man, it's just not as easy as it seems, right? And they let you know, hey, man, you're off to San Diego. It's got to be a good feeling knowing it's San Diego.
Yeah, definitely. Couldn't really pick a better place to be with this city, this team, this group of guys. The environment here with the stadium right now is unbelievable, and very excited to be here and be able to join this group. But, yeah, it's you can't really prepare. You know, I've been asked about trades for the past 3 years, and, I mean, I've tried to ignore them as much as I could. It's, you know, I couldn't control it. So didn't know where I'd be. I knew I'd probably getting traded this season. And, found out in the middle of the game and then flew across country and then flew back. So, you know, been a whirlwind a few days, but starting to settle down a little bit now.
So we were down on the field. We're talking to Padres second baseman outfielder Adam Frazier here on Ben and Woods this morning. And we were down on the field day one. And I saw you kind of walk out, kind of gave it the look like, all right, you've been here before. It's different. You got new colors on. Walking out to the field, and then, you know, your first AB hit the ball really hard right at the left fielder. And then you want to get off to a good start for the new squad. And when you're picturing your first AB, your first hit as a Padre, probably wasn't legging out an infield single, was it?
No, definitely not. But I'll take them all. So, yeah, I'm happy to get a couple out of the way.
They all count. And then you're standing on second base, and your new teammate, Fernando Tatis Jr., hits a ball about 480 feet to left. And there, I don't know how much social media you do, but there's already a picture of you staring at him when you guys are back in the dugout. Everyone has just said, you know, find somebody to look at you like Adam Frazier looks at Fernando Tatis. What's it like playing with that kid and the rest of the guys down there too? Because there's some good players.
Some really good players. It's exciting. You know, I was, you know, thinking to myself an inning before that, we're down 3-0. I'm like, dang. And then 5 minutes later, Tatis hits one clear out of the stadium and we're right back in it. And then 5 minutes after that, Machado goes deep. And, you know, next thing, we got a few run lead. So very exciting. It's, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to do that night in and night out. And just learning from those guys and then helping them any way I can. So, yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievably talented group, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
So, you know, when the offseason gets here, you know, typically for you and in your career, when the season ended, it was, you know, go home and Obviously, there are some pretty big aspirations here in San Diego. The fans, if you couldn't tell already in just a short time, they're pretty hungry for a championship, Adam. And you know, getting a chance to compete and be in the playoffs this year, what would that mean to you playing, you know, in the ultimate games?
I mean, everything. I mean, this is what you play the game for, is to be in the playoffs, to win a World Series. It's what you grow up dreaming about. So you're always mentally preparing yourself as a kid till now, putting yourself in those situations. And now it's, you know, the opportunities in front of us here. So looking forward to it and, you know, just excited to be a part of meaningful games in September, October. Hopefully we can, you know, make up some ground that we have to make up now and, you know, get in the driver's seat and have everybody coming at us towards the end of this thing.
Talking to Adam Frazier here on Ben and Woods, the newest Padre, maybe the second newest Padre. Again, this is a pre-taped interview, so we don't know exactly what's going to go down in the next few hours before this actually airs. But when the season does end, you know, I don't think the casual fan, I don't think the radio host, I really don't think anybody realizes the physical and mental grind that 162 game season plus spring training can bring. How long does it take you to kind of decompress when the season ends? And what do you do when the season ends? What do you do for fun? Where do you go? What do you do?
Well, I spend my off seasons in Nashville. So a lot of stuff going on there to get your mind off of baseball, but that's what I try to do for about 3 or 4 weeks is not even think about the game. But then I catch myself watching playoff games in the past. So hopefully be a part of that now. But yeah, just get away. We watch football. I have a few cold pops and just relax. It's don't think about weightlifting. Don't think about baseball and try to get that mental, I guess, you know, the mental, you know, rest that you need to before you got to lock back in for the, you know, the 8 months you got to do it the following year.
So it takes you about a month to decompress, and then you pick up, you start hitting off the tee. How does it go? You know, what's your kind of routine? What's your process?
Yeah, I get back into the weight room first, and then once into November rolls around, we'll start hitting off the tee a little bit, maybe beginning of December. But yeah, just more than anything, start get the body ready before diving back into the baseball activities later in the winter.
It's Adam joining us on Ben and Woods, and you know, it's such a special team that you're a part of now, and AJ Preller, I think, and the whole staff, they've done such a great job at building a really strong roster full of really good baseball players, yourself included. How hard has it been just in the last couple of days to assimilate, you know, and you're in a new city and you're a new ballpark and there's new guys at the front. You know, we've talked to Blake Snell about it. He's had a little bit tougher time. He's talked about that pretty openly. For you coming from Pittsburgh, I know you left some friends behind there. Certainly you got a good friend in Joe Musgrove here. That's had to have helped a lot. How have the guys been to you since you got here?
Yeah, Musgrove's helped out a ton, making the transition way easier. I mean, I can't thank him enough for that. But the guys, I mean, it's a great group of guys. They've just been so welcoming to me and, you know, the group, the support staff, too, just let me know they're here for me in any way they can be. And don't be scared to reach out. So it's gone about as smoothly as it could. The off day helped a ton after I got traded. Was able to get back to Pitt and get all my stuff out of there where I don't have to worry all of that. And just trying to settle in now. It's starting to slow down and just be able to focus on baseball here, you know, starting now and not worry about everything else.
And last one. So look, I know that any time a player, a new guy is here, hey, I just want to help the team win. You know, I just want to do whatever they need me to do. If it came down to it, you know, and you know, you had to absolutely pick. I know you played the majority of your games at second base, and your very first game here, new ballpark, new team, new uniform. They're like, hey, you got left field, you know. So that's got to be a little odd for you. But is second base really where you feel the most comfortable?
Yeah, I'd say most comfortable for sure. Left field probably after that, but I've only, you know, 10 or so innings out there coming into San Diego, I guess. So. I get some reps in BP and stuff like that, and I'll be fine. You know, I've played the positions in the past, but I'd say second's most comfortable, but it's like you said, what it comes down to, we're just trying to win ball games. So wherever Ting wants me to be is where I'll be and try to play it to the best of my ability. And like I said, we win some ball games.
What was your least favorite position? What would be the one where you'd go, oh no, all right, I don't know if I can do this?
Probably third base.
really?
I played it a little bit, small, couple sample size, but didn't hit the balls hard, man. And and not being comfortable over there, not playing it much my whole life, really.
So you'd rather catch, you'd rather put the gear on and get behind the dish than play third base?
Yeah, probably, but I'm not saying I'd be good at it. I know that, but
are you one of those guys in a blowout that's campaigning to the skipper to let you go pitch an inning or two?
At times I thought about it, but then at times I started thinking the other side, a little scary. You know, I'm not really throwing a nasty pitch up there or anything, and if I gotta do it, I gotta do it. But I'm not campaigning for it right now. Maybe later in my career, hopefully, but not now.
Well, man, thanks so much for your time. Welcome to San Diego. If there's anything you need, let us know. We're all pulling for you guys. Go out to win a bunch of ball games. Thanks so much, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem.
It's funny, Paulie. When I talk to somebody from the South, my Southern accent comes out. I
don't
I'm like, hey, man, I'm gonna go win a bunch of ball games.
Attaboy.
Hey, attaboy, be pulling for you, Adam. What the hell? All right, let's get to our Flubs of the Week. Thanks for hanging in. Great week. We love you guys.
Final hour of Men of Woods on a Wednesday, coming from for you.
Holy crap.
Over the Colorado Rockies second straight series sweep.
What is a sweep?
Series sweep. Get fresh, 80% lean ground beef.
What is ground beef?
Now just $2.99 a pound. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau that's running
Who's
around.
Who's Bryson DeChambeau?
Tommy Pham was still tender. The CT scan apparently revealed no CT scan of the shooting percentages off the chart. An RBI double and a walk.
Stole a bass.
Reach base twice.
Stole a bass? He stole a bass, too.
He did?
Out of the river. He was eventually resuscitated with a defibrillator.
What?
We loaded up the double Bob Strahler. Stroller. Now, they talked about Dud and Mon, by the way.
Dud and Mon. Joe Musgrove standing by. He will join Ben and Woods right after our last check of traffic.
What?
Last check of traffic. I told you I'm cash this week.
What's up with Kawhi? What's hurt?
Snee.
Snee?
Snee.
Snee.
His
snee
hurts.
Snee. Snee. I've never heard of a snee injury.
In our national cast, let BetQL proven data and analytics. Most don't even require an appraisal. Uh-oh.
GMs, I guess, other than A.J. Preller, really.
The Red Sox were in Anaheim.
The Red Sox. Subject to lender approval, not all loans eligible
what?
For zero
in the cost. World. All-Star Game Tuesday. With Fernando Fernando Tatis Jr. Don't think that you can't get behind the wheel of one of these amazing vehicles. It's taken its share of damage over the years. In 2008, after the Detroit Red Wings won the title,
that is your short stop.
Before you go, mate. Your reaction just to seeing Fernando Tatis Jr. at 7 Mile Casino. You can go.
What?
You can eat.
What's casino?
It'll impact playoff standings.
Impact.
Kenley Jansen was as reliable as anybody until he wasn't.
What is reliable? Oh, that he would get here and go like full Max Moreland?
Mitch Moreland?
I'm sorry. Mitch Moreland.
Who's Max?
Who is Max Moreland?
Pulchritudinous Pachyder. Pulchritudinous Pachyder.
Get great deals like how do you say Lucrine? The cheese, the milk. Lucerne?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tell me. You know, last year's trade down. Oh, God, here we go. Jesus Christ.
The beat writer, Ian Brown from MOD.
Yes!
Oh,
my
God. Oh, I'm really tired, man. It's really, really hard without Ben.
Oh, my. You're just your give up there at the end.
Just like I'm over it. Over it. Listen, so we've got a few hours left. It's 8:55. Trade deadline's 1 o'clock, Paulie. 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
4 hours.
So let's see. That's 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 4 hours from now.
4 hours, 4 minutes, and 35 seconds.
What are we
talking about on Monday?
But yeah, it's a good question, man. It's a really good question.
He's not done.
He's not done.
Not done.
if this thing...
AJ Preller, are you done?
If this thing falls through, oh my God. All right, keep the faith. I want you to have a great weekend. Be kind to each other. Kind to yourselves. Okay? Do something fun. Hug somebody. French kiss somebody. With their consent. All right? We'll be back Monday. Do this all over again. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, being a part of this program, our family. We love you very much. And we'll be back Monday. Have a great weekend, San Diego. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.